Kathy Hennessy. I am one of the authors of Anything But Silent, Our Family's Journey Through Childhood Apraxia of Speech. And I am recording from the Cassana offices, where I am the Director of Education.
And I'm Kate Hennessy. I'm the other author of Anything But Silent. And I'm currently in Los Angeles, California, in my apartment. So, hi, Mom.
Hi, Kate. When you and Andy were little, there wasn't a lot of information and there weren't a lot of other families to be in touch with.
Google didn't even exist.
Well, exactly, right? We didn't even have a computer. To be honest, we did not have a computer when you guys were diagnosed.
So, well, you make me feel old.
Welcome to my world, Kate. Anyway, yeah, so then it was, you know, how is this all going to turn out? Like, what's, you know, are the kids going to be able to go to college? Are they going to, you know, is anybody going to want to date them? And I know we're still asking that question.
Gee, thanks.
totally kidding, Kate. So I don't know what, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, like, I'm nearing the 3-0 word and, you know, obviously, like, it's going to be many years before I start a family or anything like that, but, you know, I'm of the age where a lot of my friends are having kids, and I can't imagine, like, that whole process in and of itself is scary and, like, you know, daunting to start with, and I can't even imagine what it must have been like for you to, you know, you already don't really know how it's all going to turn out, but then to add the whole apraxia factor and, like, just... I can't imagine. I just feel like it must have been such a tunnel with, like, no light at the end and, like, really just not having any idea. And it's just really scary. Like, I can't imagine. And then to not have Google. How do you not have Google?
Or Facebook or anything. And, well, to put it in perspective, Kate, I wasn't all that much older than you.
No, I know. That's, you. Yeah, so, that's what I'm, like, thinking yeah. about. I mean, speaking as, you know, a child with apraxia, like, I think... Going off of what you said, though, like, I think parents, or at least you were so worried about us feeling different and, like, not being kids and not having the same experiences. And, you know, me and Andy get asked this question all the time, like, what do you remember about being a kid? And it's like, there's just so much that we don't remember about the apraxia thing. And I think that really goes to show how well you kind of made it everyday life. Like, you know, as an adult, looking back on your childhood, you always remember the big things. You remember the things that stand out. And, like, me and Andy and, you know, you talk to other kids like Emily, like, all of us, we always have the same answer. Like, we don't remember that much. And I think that just goes to show that, like, you guys made it an everyday thing. Like, it really didn't stick out.